Shabbos, Daf Kuflam and Ham and Aleph. The Gemara brings a brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Shiva Mechalim Lavas Shabbos. An infant was born after 7 months or middle of the 7th month. We are Mechal Shabbos to do his Mila. Ben Ches Ein Mechalim Lavas Shabbos. An 8 month baby, we are not Mechal Shabbos. Safik Ben Zayin, Safik Ben Ches. The baby, we don't know exactly when the conception occurred. He may be a Ben Zayin, he may be a Ben Ches. Ein Mechalim Lavas Shabbos. Also, Ben Shmona, the 8-month-old baby, Hareu Ke'evan, he's like a stone. V'asir l'taltlo, we cannot move him. Aval ima shochel avim eni kazim p'nei sakana, he's muktza, we can't be metaltel him. But the mother can nurse him, can bend over and nurse without moving him, because of sakana, which the Mefarshim explain, it refers to the sakana's imo, the tzar of imo, she needs to nurse. But not because of the sakana of the baby, the Ritva says, p'nei sakana salo, that we don't care about the sakana of the baby, to who can have it. Even though this Gemara is primarily talking about Mila, the consensus of the poskim nevertheless is that the 8-month-old baby is not really considered alive, or not totally alive, and we are not Mechal Shabbos to save his life. In this lecture, we focus on two questions. First, we try to understand what it is the Chazal meant by this idea that the 7-month-old baby and the 9-month-old baby are viable, but not the 8-month-old baby. Modern science does not understand this. Modern science has understood for the last 100 years or so, and certainly today, believes that it's very simple. There's a monotonic progression. The longer a baby remains in the womb, the more viable it is, the greater its chances of survival are. And we don't really understand what this means, that in the 8th month, there's a drop in survivability from the 7th month. So we'll bring various explanations and we'll try to understand what it is Chazal meant. And lahalacha, we will then discuss how the poskim have reacted to these halachas in contemporary times, especially with the invention of the incubator. Basically, today, even 8-month-old babies frequently can be saved, certainly with an incubator, and even without incubators, 8-month-old babies are frequently viable. So we will discuss how the poskim have dealt with these halachas in the contemporary period. So first, by way of introduction, what exactly did Chazal mean by their assumption that an 8-month-old baby is not viable? So there are a number of different approaches that have been proposed by Poskim and other sources over the years. Professor Neria Gutel, famous for his sefer Hishtanas HaTeva BaHalacha, has written an excellent paper analyzing this whole discussion. He brings about a half dozen different explanations from various sources. The Rashbash, incidentally, the Rashbash says that this was universally accepted in ancient times, both by Jews and by non-Jews. He writes that Dover Muskum Humitarasenu Umechachma Umechachamenu Zal Vichachme Humos, that everyone knows that the only certain periods within the gestation will a delivery then result in a viable child. Dover Sha'imba Safiki says, Ame Sosu Hanisayan, Haskama Sakolhi, Shanolad Bishmini Husha'inam Miskayan Barov. Generally, an 8-month-old baby is not viable. Incidentally, this is a point made by a number of other poskim too. We'll see the Mariosher later says this, and the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos they bring a number of poskim have said that Chazal didn't mean that it's absolutely impossible for an 8-month-old baby to survive. There are some that do. They mean al pi arov. Generally, it's a milsad l'shchiach at all, but generally they don't survive, but there can be exceptional cases where they do survive. And the Rashbash tells us that this was a universally accepted belief, both among our sages and those of the non-Jews. So what is the actual Hesber? What is the scientific or other explanation for this? So the Rashbash himself brings 3 explanations. One of them is what he calls Chachmei HaTolados. He says in the 7th month, the baby has Rav HaChamimus Varativus, heat and moisture, and that's good for his survivability. In the Chi, in the 9th month, Ma'at HaChamimus Varativus, Me'anolad Bishvi, that has much less heat and moisture. That's why I can survive also. But Vanolad Bishmini, Einosa Aislo Tivis, it's not natural. El Ha'ais Tivis Lo V'Hiachias, the 9th is natural. V'Nechpaz Lotzis Kodim Zmanop, Dover Mikra, something forced it out. Or it was supposed to be in the 7th month and it got delayed. But basically, because of biological issues, which we don't really understand in terms of modern medicine, but biological issues involving the state of the fetus, it can really only emerge successfully in the 7th or 9th months, not in the 8th month. He brings another pshat. He brings a pshat, an astrological pshat. He says that there are sources that tell us that of the Shiva Kochvei Leches, the 7 mobile stars that we call the planets, One of them serves, one of them governs each month of the gestation. He says it begins with Shapsi. So he says the seventh one is the moon. The moon was considered one of the Shiva Kachveleches, one of the seven movable stars. So that one is good. And if he's born then, the child will survive. If he gets down in the eighth month, that's Shapsi again. That's Mora al Chulsho Misa. That star, that planet indicates weakness and death, and the baby will not survive. But if the baby waits till the ninth month, then the planet in charge is Tzedek, Hamora al Kiyum Yiskayim, Mora al Kiyum Yiskayim. Then the baby will survive because that star portends good for the baby. These astrological explanations also are not necessarily something that all of us would accept today. There are, of course, within Judaism, there are major disputes about the validity of astrology, but this is also an interesting, if somewhat problematic, explanation for the changes in viability of the baby. Another ancient pshat, this one is the Abu Darham, citing Rav Sadia Gaon. Rav Sadia, in turn, is citing Chachmei HaNisayon, the scholars who did experiments, or something like that. He says it has to do with the shape and the structure of the womb, the uterus of the woman, not the state of the baby, but the state of the woman. He says it gets narrower, it contracts, or it expands in different parts of the pregnancy. So, Makom Diras Havlad, the place where the baby sits, B'chadish HaShvi Hu Rachav, it's wide enough for him. B'chadish HaShmini Hu Tzar, it's narrow. B'chadish HaTshi Hu Yosir Mikulan, it expands the most, even beyond apparently the seventh month, so the baby can only get out properly in the seventh or ninth month, not in the eighth month. Professor Gutel brings another pshat from Hippocrates, the ancient Greek medical scholar. He writes that the child tries to get out from the seventh month on. So he makes a push, an effort in the seventh month. If he fails, he tries again in the eighth month. But then he's already exhausted and tired from his try during the seventh month. So that's not a good sign. He's too tired, and if he gets out, he won't be successful. For some reason, to get down in the ninth month, even though he's already tried in the seventh and or the eighth, he'll survive. It has to do with the progression of the pregnancy, not necessarily the state of the uber, but the previous efforts he's made, which will affect the viability of the current attempt to get out and live. The Rashbash brings another pshat from his father, the Tashbats, in his Sefer Magen Avos. It has to do with a theory about the progression of sicknesses. The seventh day of a sickness is a gvul, and it's tov, and mora al chozek ateva, the strengthening of the good nature. The test, the ninth day, even though it's marik tzas al chulsha, because of its delay, not so bad. Geshu biyom ches, mora al chulsha gedola. The eighth day, according to this theory of the progression of this illness, is bad. It means that the illness is overpowering the healthy state, and that's why it's bad for the child. And the same thing applies in the months of a pregnancy. These are five ancient biurim from Chachmei Yisrael and one from the Greeks. All of these are not really things that we can understand that well, that we can relate to based on our understanding of modern medicine. One shot that Dr. Gutel and others prefer, which actually does dovetail rather nicely with modern medicine, certainly better than these other ones, is a pshat that was proposed by the Rogatchover. The Rogatchover is basing himself on a Medrash Rabbah and on a Yerushalmi in Yevamos. The Lashon of Chazal is, it says, Vayitzer, Vayitzer, Chazal Darshan, Shtei Yetziros. There were two different creations. There are various pshat in what the two creations are. A Medrash Rabbah says one pshat is Yetzirah L'Adam, Yetzirah L'Chava. Another pshat, though, that the Medrash and the Yerushalmi brings is Yetzirah L'Shiva v'Yetzirah L'Tisha. There are two separate Yetziras of a fetus. There's a 7-month Yetzirah and a 9-month Yetzirah. The Medrash says, Rav Huna Amar, Notza L'Shiva v'Nolad L'Ches L'Tisha Chai. Someone who has a 7-month creation, if he's born after 8 or 9, will live. Either one, even 8. But if he has a 9-month Yetzirah, Notza L'Tisha, then v'Nolad L'Shmona Eina Chai, Kal V'Chamer L'Shiva. Then he won't live in an 8-month delivery and certainly not in a 7-month delivery. Shalmi has more or less the same nusach. So the Shalmi says that not as people generally think, as we've assumed until now, as all the other Mefarshim have assumed, that the same baby, even though he would have lived and he made it out on the 7th, suddenly his viability drops in the 8th month. No. Any baby who was viable in the 7th will certainly be viable in the 8th. Any baby who was not viable in the 8th is certainly not viable in the 7th. There's two different kinds of babies. There are two different developmental tracks. Some babies have an early developmental tract. They're already finished and ripe and ready to come out in the 7th, and they'll certainly survive if they spend one more month getting ready. Some babies are not ready till the 9th, most babies. Those babies, if they get out on the 8th, won't live, and certainly if they get out on the 7th month, they won't live because it's too early. So even though today, certainly something must have changed from the time of Chazal, because today most babies in the 8th month will live, many will live, certainly not a miut l'ashriach, so something may have changed, but in general, the basic theory behind what Chazal was saying could very well be consistent with modern science, that an early developmental tract will result in viable babies in the 7th and certainly the 8th. A late developing baby will not survive in the 8th and certainly not in the 7th. This is how the Rugged Shaver understands the Indian of Ben Zion and Ben Ches, and this is preferred by various contemporary thinkers. So returning now to the halachic question of how do contemporary poskim treat babies who are born in the 8th month or before the 7th month, the 6th month, the 5th month, and survive, either because today 8th month babies survive, or more commonly because we have incubators and other medical technology which allows babies to survive. How do we treat such babies in halacha? So there are basically 4 or 5 shilas discussed by the poskim, 4 basic questions. One is chalitza, a woman whose husband dies childless and leaves a brother, needs chalitza. If she has a child, she does not need chalitza. If she has a nefel, she needs chalitza. What if she has an 8-month-old baby? Medina de Chazal, the 8-month-old baby is not viable, is not considered a live child, and she would need chalitza. What about today, when babies can survive via incubators? Second question, pidyon haben. A father has to make a pidyon haben if he fathers a child who is the peter rechem, the firstborn child of the woman. Is this child who is born and survives, perhaps for a small amount of time, perhaps for a larger amount of time on an incubator, is that considered a viable child and is he chayav in pidyon haben? Third question, avelus. If a couple has a child and the child is born early and survives for some amount of time on an incubator, but he's a ben ches or an early child, are the parents chayav in avelus? Fourth question, Chil Shabbos. As we mentioned earlier, the poskim all say that for a ben ches, we're not mechal Shabbos. We don't save his life because he's not considered alive. He's not considered viable. What do we do today with infants who are ben ches, or earlier, ben vav, ben hey, who medical science believes, experience shows that they may survive, they likely will survive depending on the age, the weight, and other factors, but require an incubator. In Chazal's time, they were classified as non-viable. How do we deal with Chil Shabbos? A fifth question has to do with gadlus. A normal child is considered a gadol when he's 13 for a boy, 12 for a woman, with simanim, with a chazaka of simanim. But as we'll see presently, the halacha may be different for a ben ches. How do we treat children today who are ben ches but survive based on incubators or other aspects of modern technology or a shinui of the teva? So these sugyas are very complicated. The Gemaras and the Rishonim are quite complex, and many of the Achronim naturally base their conclusions and their analysis on the Rishonim. The scope of this lecture, we will not have time to discuss the sugya fully. We will just discuss a few of the basic points in the Gemara and the Rishonim, and then we will proceed with a survey of the Achronim, the poskim, and see how they address the 5 shailos that we mentioned earlier. So, besides the Gemara and Shabbos that we read, that says a ben ches is non-viable, ke'even, we're not mechal Shabbos, we're not metaltel him, there's one other crucial Gemara about a ben ches. That is a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Pei. Amar Rav Avohu. Rav Avohu said that among other things, a ben shmona, among certain other categories, ain osin behem maisat shiu ben estrim. We don't do anything with him until he's 20. Rather opaque, what things don't we do? What does ain osin behem maisa mean? So there's a major machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and perhaps Tosfos say that he's considered a nefel until he's 20. Other Rishonim, the Ritva, and Luki Yosef, and many others, according to the count of some Achronim, say it has nothing to do with Nefel. It means we don't treat him as a gadol, as an adult, until he is 20. On this, the Gemara asks, Ben Shmona Mikachai, the same rule we saw before. An 8-month baby is not viable. Vatanya, Arab Raisa, Ben Shmona Reu Ke'evan, Va'asir L'taltlo. Can't move him, he's like an Evan. Gemara says, Halchamayas Kina Kishagamru Simanov. When he has Simanim. What exactly Simanim are and how they work is an extremely complex topic, which we will not be entering into. But the Gemara basically says that we're talking about Gamru Simanov, Detanya, Ezehu ben Shmona, Kol Shlo Kol Chadashav, Rebbe Yomer Simanov Mochichin Alav, Sarav Tzparam Shlo Gamru, has to do with the hair and the nails, whether they're complete or not. Poskim themselves say we're not sure exactly what these things are. Taimad Lo Gamru, Ha Gamru, Amrinan Hai Bar Zayinu, Vishtu Yehu Dishtai. If he has Simanov, that's better. And we can say he's really a Ben Zayin, But even though he came out in the 8th month, he was mishtaha. He delayed in coming out. But this last point of the Gemara is obviously of crucial importance, and indeed, many of the poskim, beginning with Tosfos and Ar Daf and Shabbos, have pointed out that according to this Gemara, it's very difficult to know that you actually have a bona fide, true blue ben ches. Tosfos and Ar Gemara of Hareu Ke'even, Tosfos says, Nira l'ri da'achshav mutter l'taltel kol tinokos. We don't have this halacha. We don't worry about not being metaltel little babies who are born premature. Sheinanu b'kiyum. We don't know what exactly a ben ches is, because kulam k'mo sevek ben ches, sevek ben tes. All of our children may not be ben ches. They might really be ben tes, because pa'am she'isha misaberes, samach l'tvilasa. Sometimes a woman conceives close to the time that she's with her husband. Pa'am she'ina misaberes, later in the month. So mutter l'mo l'b'shabes, man of shach, good. Tosfos adds, even someone, in the very rare case, the poskim all say this is virtually unheard of, but the very rare case of someone who was baal ishto pam achas, he was with his wife only once, upirish, then he separated from her, v'yaldu l'sof ches. Here we know exactly when she conceived. There was only one instance that she was with her husband, so she is definitely a ben ches. The kid is definitely a ben ches. Afilu hachi nire l'ri, demutri l'taltol l'mol b'shabbos. The Gemara still doesn't apply. Im ein reyes b'sar v'ziparnov, if the hair and the nails look good. Because the Gemara Nivamas that we say in such a case, Hai bar shivahu v'shtahuye yishtai, there's such a thing as actually he's 8 months, but really he's a 7 month, but he somehow hung around inside the womb and didn't come out for a month later. As we shall see, many poskim have made this point that a real, absolutely pure, true ben ches is very rare, because certainly, usually, baal upirish we don't have, and even when you do have, we always have to worry about this thing of v'shtahuye yishtai. So an actual ben ches is not very common. So now moving to the achronim and how they treated incubators. So the question was first discussed about a century ago by several of the great European poskim, Vimri Yosher and Meir Arik in Poland, as well as the Das Sofer of Pressburg in a correspondence with Levushei Mordechai, Rav Winkler. So, and it's important to keep in mind that obviously, as they themselves acknowledge, in those days, the technology of the incubator was in its infancy. As the Meir Yosher describes it, Achshav Nischadesh, now we have an innovation, Hamachuna de Paris, the machine, the Parisian machine, Vodei Yaris Gedola. Certain other big cities, advanced Western cities, they've developed a new technology, an incubator. And much of what they say may have been based, the Meir Yosher explicitly says so, may have been based on the fact that the technology was nascent, the reliability, the long-term reliability was not known, and as the later posting have said, it may be difficult to apply some of what they've said to modern situations. Be that as it may, as we've been alluding, the Meir Yosher was not too impressed with the incubator. He was asked about, in the halacha is, in Nefel, you're not Mechal Shabbos. So what do you do now? Now that we have the new machine of Paris, that Mechamenos Hashem is Mat Gidulo, they warm him up. Some posts can actually call this thing an oven. They call it the Tanner. Most of them just call it incubator. Aleph Yud Nun, Kuv Vav Beis, Tes Vav Resh. So what do you do? What do you do Ligabe Chil Shabbos? What do you do about Chalitza? So he writes, the halacha is in Nefel, you're not Mechal Shabbos. He doesn't care. He says, I don't care about your incubator. He says, Chazal also knew, he says, that, as we mentioned before, that Al Tzad HaRachuk, there is a rare chance that the child can survive. He brings the Gemara, Vishtahuye, that you need till 20, and before 20, as Rashi explains the sugya, that before 20, even if he lives, that's possible. He's not Yatzim Mechal Nefel. If he makes it till 20, then he's not a Nefel. So Chazal themselves acknowledge that they sometimes lived. He says, in Afel Bikain, until he reaches 20, he's Becheskes Nefel, the way Rashi understands the sugya, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Even though today he says, you're going to tell me, Ismachi Refua, this technology has proven itself, becoming a Yaladim, many children have survived in these incubators. Not impressed, he says, Ulai Huel Tzadam Miu Tagomer, maybe even though you've found a number of cases, maybe they're still a very small percentage of the total cases, it's still not a very reliable technology. Also, he says, V'afgam Zos, Lois Machi Refua Ad Shneida Shayotzim Emechunucha Yosmi Chavshanim, until they live to be 20. That doesn't mean anything, he says, because the way Rashi learns the sugya, he's not Yatzim Mechal Nefel until 20, because sometimes they live until 20. So he says, I don't care about the incubator. You haven't proved to me that that it works reliably. You haven't proved that the children live till 20, he says. So he says, so Chil Shabbos, he initially suggests that he would not allow. Then he brings the other pshat of the sugya, the pshat of the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, who say that the shear of 20 years old is only for godless, to treat him as an adult, but to consider him not a Nefel happens earlier, because we don't know when. They say that you don't need 20 to make him not a Nefel, but they don't say it happens right away, he says. Maybe you need some other share, he says. Some other number. Ain't he telling a dad, ma? We don't know what that share is. So So he says, getting back to Chil Shabbos, he says, he retracts a little bit from what he says originally, and he says, Kol Shechai Shloshim Yom, once he lives 30 days, we can Mechal Shabbos, because Chai ain't okay, Evan. Once he lives at least 30 days, we no longer treat him as an Evan regarding Chil Shabbos. But Le'inyan Ptur from Yibum, then he says we have to go like Rashi and Tosfos, that until he reached 20, we're Choshesh, he's an Eifel, at least a Safik, he says, even if it's Mechal Shabbos, we treat it at least as a Safik. Even according to other poskim, he says, we don't know what the share is when he becomes not an Eifel, so you cannot pater someone from Yibum and Chalitza if they had a child, if the woman has a child who was a Ben Ches and a premature baby but lived via an incubator, you cannot pater the woman from Chalitza until the child reaches 20. This obviously is an incredible chumrah. And as we will see later, various poskim, the Chas Yitzchak, the Debertziner, and the Ber Moshe, have pointed out, Lo Shemanu and Dr. Kimbazeh, the custom is not, when a woman has a live, healthy child, to ask her, wait a second, before you want to skip Chalitza, tell us, was this child a preemie? If he was, did he survive by an incubator? How old is he? We don't usually ask these questions. The Mary Yosher suggested that you would have to ask these questions regarding Yibum, which is a Shaila v'Daraisa, but the minhag seems to be not like that. And even Chil Shabbos, the Mary Yosher says that if he lives 30 days, in Mechal Shabbos, but it seems pretty clear from the Mary Yosher, he would not have allowed Chil Shabbos for an infant who was placed in an incubator for the first 30 days, Chil Shabbos Daraisa, even though the incubator saves many babies, at least in his time. As we've said, Poskim will say that the technology has improved or has proven itself since then, but at least in his time, it seems he would not have allowed Chil Shabbos for such a child before 30 days had elapsed. The question of the incubator was also the topic of correspondence between the Da'as Sofer and the Levushei Mordechai. Levushei Mordechai calls it a Dover Pelesh, a Nishal Hadras Gaono, that was the Da'as Sofer, from someone who had a Ben Ches, and the Rofe made a Tachbula, a trick. They put the child in a Cheik Shal Zechuchis, some kind of apparatus of glass, Asher Chaimuso Kamo Rechem Imo, the temperature, the warmth is like inside the womb, Upirnes Oshla Deshfoferes, they gave him some kind of tube to feed him, L'tocha Tabur, they actually, a kind of early intravenous, not really veins, they put it inside the belly or the umbilical cord. And he lived for 6 months. He didn't survive long term, unfortunately, but he lived for 6 months. So do you say, since he survived 30 days, he's not an Eifel? Or do you say that he didn't survive 30 days? Because surviving via medical apparatus is not called survival. Survival means surviving in a normal, unassisted way, but surviving while hooked up to machinery is not considered survival. So throughout his analysis, he doesn't entertain any possibility that any din of the Gemara changes because of the incubator. His question only is, that the halacha is for Avelus, for example, itself, the rule is, if the child survives 30 days that were misabel, he wanted to know, is this called survival, and we apply that din, or is this not called survival? See, the Da'as Sofer brought a raya that this is called survival. He starts by saying it's raya alimta, then he says, maybe it's not such a raya, but then he says, wait a second. For Avelos, maybe that's an issue. But for Yibum, you need 20. The way Rashi says, until you reach 20, we can't be sure he's a Ben Kayama. Again, he doesn't have any Havmiya that there's any difference between the current rules and the rules of the earlier Poskim. So he says, who cares? Let's say Tachbula makes no difference. It's considered bona fide survival. But it's not survival for 20 years. So you can't, lo mahani lahakel in Yibum, chiyotiva b'daraisa. We can't be Makel for Yibum, which is a shalva b'daraisa, like the Mariyosha. We can't be Makel, even if he survives, until he survives 20 years. Da'as Sofer has his own tshuva on this topic also. He says, Da'as Sofer also doesn't entertain the possibility that there's any difference between children who survive through incubators and the dinim of the early poskim. He just says, regarding Avelus, all you need is 30 days. We're not Machmer, Rekel, whatever you want to call it. Usually when you say you have to do Avelus, we call that a Chumra. So we don't say that you're not Misabel until you reach 20 years, we say 30 days is enough, and this is called 30 days, and the fact that it was a machine, as he wrote to the Levushei Mordechai, doesn't make a difference. It's considered a classic case of a child who survived 30 days. His case, the child lived for 3 months with an incubator. Yatzim Mechlal Nefel, Tachbula doesn't make a difference, he says. Aide Chimum Cheshbal, it was done through warmth via electricity. Zerak Lechizo Katinok, that doesn't create anything new. That just keeps the child alive. It doesn't revive a dead child and transform his state. It's like a kid, he says, Shenechla b'toch shloshim yom, the child became ill within 30 days, b'choli misukan, a dangerous illness, b'nosin lo trufos b'samim, they gave him medicine and treatments, l'achash shloshim yom meis, and then he died. Certainly, he's not an Eifel. He survived 30 days. That's exactly the same thing. Now, there's a very important statement from the Chazon Ish, which is cited by the other poskim. Unfortunately, the Chazon Ish is not entirely clear, but he's very critical of those who simply apply Chazal's din to our babies without understanding that the situation today is different. Yesh ton v'sovrin. There are those who err and make a mistake and think that a baby born before 9 months is nefel, non-viable, they give up on him, the Einan's reason berfuasso, they don't display any alacrity in his treatment. Zutos, again, this is wrong, this is a mistake. Kol shen nigmaru sa'arav tziparnav, he emphasizes that you have to have nigmaru sa'arav tziparnav. Then, harayu safik ben kayama, we treat him at least as a safik, and of course, we know that a safik pikuach nefesh, we're mechal Shabbos, and we do everything we can to keep him alive. The yesh post can be zbecheskes vade ben kayama, chayavin l'shtadl berfuasso, mechal alav a Shabbos. Chemid and Achshavi says, we have evidence, we have testimony, uvdus rabbas ibn ches chayim miskayim, they do survive. He explains further, b'yom harishonim hayamiyot amatish nigmur l'zayin, in earlier times there were fewer babies who made it, who were complete at 7, v'ruban l'tisha, and therefore the 8-month ones were not viable. Avaloha yinigmarim l'shmona, but nobody was nigmar in 8, l'figachamru, that the ben shiva, if you do find one who survives, it's a ben shiva v'yishtahi. Chmeduma, he says, it seems, the achshav nishtana hateva, famous idea that nature has changed, because this is a point that contemporary poskim and doctors make. It's not just the incubator. Even without incubators, sometimes 8-month babies survive. And the Chazon Ish says, "Nishtana teva." Things have changed today. Kfi bechinas arofim, efshar shosifu shtalmusim acharzayin, v'nigmur l'ches. Today they can survive. Hari nishtana atvarim, l'ledes l'mukutan. We find nishtana teva in certain other aspects of the gestation period. So he says you have to be mishtadal to keep them alive. But again, the Chazon Ish is not so clear whether he would say this even lo nigmru sa'arav tziparnav, even in a case where the child had clear developmental deficiencies, and he does not discuss at all the technology of the incubators. The various other poskim, many other contemporary 20th century poskim, have discussed the question of the incubator too. Menachas Yitzchak, the Shevet Halevi, the Chalkas Yaakov, or Breish, the Debreciner. The Menachas Yitzchak begins by mentioning Vimrei Yosher, who says that he was not willing to allow Chilul Shabbos, certainly not before 30 days. But he says, as we alluded earlier, Vimrei Yosher himself implied Im Hayis Machi Harafua, if we did establish that this was a valid therapy, Ad Shiyotzi Miut HaGomer, it became not just a miut that the child survived, a real miut, but it became a real realistic possibility, there would be a Svar Tzim Matra Chilul Shabbos. If you look at him Lamed Yom, even an Avadei Nefil, even someone before 7 months, Vimrei Yosher says, even without Sa'arav Tziparnav. And he says, in Lefizeh, he says, a rofe mumche talmud chacham charedi ma'od, an expert doctor, a charedi, a talmud chacham, explained to him that indeed, since the time of the Imrei Yosher, the technology has improved or proven itself, maisim b'chol yom, motziim havlad min ha'isha yidei nituach ha'yotzi b'zeh, they extract children from women via cesarean section early, b'chodesh hashmini, in the 8th month, b'shem tovas havlad, for various reasons, most of them live, rubam l'chayim, through the treatment of an incubator. The incubator provides mashlimim bazeh, kol masharechem ayahos l'ashlamas avlad. And besides the incubator, he says, as we mentioned before, l'fiyah metziyos is manazeh, yesh l'ben ches, sikuyim l'chayet l'chiyos l'apachzi ben zayin, v'od yoser. Today we believe it's a monotonic progression. The longer he's there, the better his chances are. Not, as Chazal said, less. Amnon, the Mechaz Yitzchak says, that's what they say. Ha'bevadai divrayim bazeh, einam k'neged dasach meinazal. We dismiss what they say in light of Chazal. Whatever Chazal said is emes v'yatzeh. We don't care what the doctors say. We don't say nishtan ha'teva, he says, because the chush is makish. Only when the chush is makish do we say nishtan ha'teva. But just because the doctors say today they can survive, chas v'shalom. Shevet Halevi, incidentally, doesn't understand this at all. He says, what do you want from doctors, he says. It's nothing to do with doctors, he says. We see. We have evidence. He says, ein zetayna. Chiel rofim anu samchim. We're relying on testimony from doctors. We have to ask if they're neman. It's also chush, he says. But we see. Is it possible? Are we allowed to avert our gaze from what we see is the truth? He's referring actually to a different part of the Menachas Yitzchak, where the Menachas Yitzchak says that he's not sure we should trust the doctors, even with incubators. But he says it's not a question of trusting doctors. We see. And similarly, I think it's also true, Shevelevi may not be addressing this, but it's also true that we see that babies survive. We see the survival rates. We're not just relying on theories of doctors. We have data. We've assembled data that babies do survive more more with a greater chance in the 8th month than the 7th month, even though but the Minchas Yitzchak would not accept that. Minchas Yitzchak, even with all this, even with the fact that with incubators they survive, he says, also the doctor told him, he says, that during the pregnancy, under the watchful eye of the doctors, they treat her, the Mavriyamosa, they keep her healthy, Vagama Vlad, that also helps, that we keep the children alive. And with all this, he says, it's still Shver, Lassos Maisa, to rely on the doctors. This was the line that the Shever Levi didn't like. He says, what do you mean rely on doctors? He says, it's not a question of Namanus. He says, it's a fact, we see it. But the Merchatz Yitzchak was still not sure, so he made a couple of other arguments. So he said, it's a Safek Ben Zayin anyway, and he had, even though Safek Ben Zayin were also Machmer, but he had a various terufim and various varas. At the end of the day, lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, he was makel to allow chil Shabbos for, practically speaking, for an 8-month baby who survives by an incubator, he was actually makel. What about chalitza? That we mentioned earlier, even though the Mariosha said you should have to wait till he's 20, he says, lo shamanu ledaktek. We don't ask these questions. How, if she has a child, how old was your child when he was born? Did he survive by an incubator? So he says, again, because Lamaisa, Rubam Kekulam Shalav Lada Shanol Dukodin's Madam Yeshlam Din Safik. Lamaisa, he says, the children do live, and most of them have a din of a Safik. The idea of Pire Shubal, where we know exactly when the conception occurred, is very rare. We don't have to consider that as a possibility, so they're generally Sfakas. And he says, anyway, we don't let the woman get married for 24 months, because you have to wait for the, if she has a child, she has to wait this man Hanaka, this man Ibur, this man Hanaka, he says, and after 12 months, he doesn't require the Mariosher's 20 years, but Bizman Azeh, he says 12 months, he's willing to allow it, and typically a woman is not getting married anyway before 12 months after the death of her husband. So that's why we don't ask questions, because anyway, we're not letting her get married before 12 months, and at that point, if the child survived 12 months, we are willing to assume that he's a Ben Kayama under modern conditions and with modern therapeutic methods. Shevet Alevi also discusses this question at some length. He begins by saying there are 3 points we have to address. If a child lives, he says, after all the rules of the Gemara and the Poskim, if the child lives, he's chai, v'kayam, holech, misgabra, kari, walks around, strong like a lion, marach yamim, can we really still call him a nefel? Second question, let's say he hasn't gotten to that yet, he's still a baby, we hope he's going to reach that level of chai, v'kayam, holech, misgabra, kari, but right now he's still an infant, but we assume that with modern treatments, with incubators, he will reach that stage of health and development. Will we be able to do Chilul Shabbos now to bring him into that state? Third, there's a famous sheet of the Smag that the Smag says, the Smag, which is part of the problem in the Sugya, says that we're not Mechal Shabbos even for a Safek Ben Zayin, Safek Ben Ches, which caused great consternation for later Acharim. Why not? Any Safek Pekuch Nefesh for Mechal. But the Smag says we're not Mechal. Do we actually apply this halacha to modern infants born prematurely but surviving via incubators? First point, he says, Pashad Ma'od, someone who's chai, v'kayam, marach yamim, develops, molid, has children, gets old, such a person is certainly not a nafel. He can't be a nafel, he said. The definition of nafel is non-viable. Someone who survives is clearly not a nafel. Now the question is, can we be mechal Shabbos for an infant to bring him into that stage? So he brings a different famous sheet to the Bahag. The Bahag says that even for an ubar, even where the mother's health would not be at risk at all, we could still be mechal Shabbos, because the Gemara has a famous svara, mutav shechal Shabbos achas kishnishmer Shabbos harbe. One of the arguments for why we are mechal Shabbos to save somebody's life is because better that we should be mechal one Shabbos today in order to preserve his ability to keep many Shabbos tomorrow in the future. So here also, the ubar, even if he's not really a person, he doesn't merit the right to Mechal Shabbos for him by Sheru Sham, but because if we save his life and he's born, he will be able to keep many Shabbos in the future, that itself is sufficient reason to be Mechal Shabbos. And again, the Shevet Halevi, again, Lamaisa does permit Chil Shabbos, in spite of what the early poskim say, he does permit Chil Shabbos to save the life of an infant who, with modern technology, modern expectations, and modern medical treatment, such as treatment via an incubator, will survive. Gives various other arguments for this. He mentions that the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Reish, does seem to say that a child placed in an incubator, you would not be able to metaltel, and perhaps you would not be able to mechal Shabbos. Basically, the Chalkas Yaakov, as we are about to see, treats the baby in the incubator exactly as he was in the time of Chazal, as we've seen earlier poskim do, although not leading Chil Shabbos, as we've seen the Das Sofer and the Lushim Mardechai, and even the Mariosher wasn't sure whether to mechal Shabbos, at least before 30 days. And Machalkes Yaakov basically just also, he was discussing Pidyon HaBen, but he applies the rules of Chazal that an 8-month-old baby is Ke'evan, is not considered alive, and it's also a Taltal. He seems to apply it even to a modern baby placed in an incubator. That the Shevet Levi says, Lo Yerekan Kamer, babies who are expected to live, the incubator will save their life. He is inclined to say we can be Mechal Shabbos, and his conclusion is, the Shevet Levi's conclusion is, Emitz Tarfu Imi Gedol Kimi Dechachamim, he's not willing to say this quite on his own, but he says if other Gedolim will agree, Darina Bahadayu, Lahatir Batiltal, Vagamachal, Shabbat Derek Pekuch Nefesh, Tlamatina Benidanzeh, Shum Dover, Serzik, Bal Chazal Akdoshim. He said there's no contradiction to Chazal. Chazal's time the baby didn't live, and that's why they gave him the status of an Evan, and that's why they said Ein Machal and Shabbos. Today the baby does live. So today he will, today we can be Machal Shabbos. Interestingly, there is, however, another tshuva of the Shevet HaLevi. This one is not about Chil Shabbos. This one is about Avelis. It brings the halacha in Yeridaya that a Vadei Ben Ches, even if we know for sure he's a Ben Ches, even if he has Gomru Sara B'Tziparnav, there's no Avelis. There's no Avelis. So he says, and even though the poskim say that typically we don't know if someone's a Ben Ches because we don't know when the conception occurs, and we always have the possibility of Ishtahi, if he has Simana, maybe he's really a 7-month baby and took a while getting out. Shevet HaLevi nevertheless says, Pashut Be'enei LaHalacha, that's only if he was born normally. Then we say, maybe he's not a Ben Ches, maybe he was Ben Zayin, Nishtaya, maybe we don't know when the conception occurred. But he says, today, where they do cesarean sections, Kaiser Schnitt, he calls it, to take out a Vlad B'Kavana early, and they generally put such babies in incubators, and Yesh Yadayim Machicha, it's clear, we have strong circumstantial evidence, there's really no doubt, preponderance of evidence. He's clearly a month behind in his development. Even if he survives, so he lived for 30 days. He has simanim. He has sarav tiparnav. Since he is clearly, unequivocally, absolutely a ben ches, this is a tremendous chiddush. Even though he's in the incubator, even though on the other tshuva, he insisted that today times have changed, and today babies do live, and that earlier tshuva in Chela Gimel, he says that people do survive, and we don't treat them as an Evan, but Legabe Avelis, he says, if Lamaisa he died, even if he survived 30 days, certainly he says if he has a Mum Gadol, like a heart problem, as many babies do when they're premature, he says, but even without that, he says, even if he survived 30 days, and even if he's Gamru Sara B'Tziparnav, Amos Ablin, again, I am not sure why, since he was pretty sure that the incubator is a real game changer, I'm not sure why it was so obvious to him that in this tshuva that there's no Avelis, even if he lived 30 days. The Chalkas Yaakov, as we mentioned earlier, has a tshuva on this, two tshuvas actually. The first one is about Pidyon HaBen, second one is about Shir Gadlus, when he's considered to have reached his majority for many halachas in the Torah. First tshuva actually is addressed to Rav Gifter. He says Rav Gifter of Cleveland asked him this question about Pidyon HaBen. The child was born Kodim Tisha Chadashim, which, according to Halacha, is a Suffolk Nefil. Now they have an incubator. In English, it's an incubator, he says. Lashon Ashkenaz, it's a broadcasting, some kind of box. Not sure what brot is. And they place the child inside this utensil, and then he gets better. So Rav Gifter had some technical lumdish arguments why there should be no Pidyon HaBen. The Chalkas Yaakov insists that there is a Pidyon HaBen, and his basic argument is, because again, as we mentioned earlier, even though to the Shevet HaLevi's chagrin, Rav Breish does not consider the incubator a game changer. He considers it exactly the same as in the time of Chazal. But he says, Lamaisis, once he lives 30 days, he's Yatzeh B'cheskes Nefil. So we got to be Pidyon HaBen. We don't wait 30 days. We got to be Pidyon HaBen. Once he survives 30 days, so Kishashah Lamed Yom, and you have Simanim, even for Chalitza Yepater, so then certainly this Pidyon. Incubator is Rach Merfuas HaNolad, Mechala Aso. Kitzur Advarim, he says, Vlad Shehusam the incubator, Lomigra Garam Mishar Nefel Anolad. He's exactly like any other Nefel. Hareu Ke'evan, Vasar Lataltal B'Shabbat, Avi Mamish Kemes. This is the line I think that the Shevet Levi did not like. He treats even a modern child in an incubator to be like an Evan, an Asar Lataltal. Doesn't say Lahedia that you can't be Mechal Shabbos, but he does treat him as exactly as he was in the time of Chazal, as a Nefel. Nevertheless, he says, for Pidyon HaBen, Afilu Hachi, once he lives 30 days, Yatzeh Mechlal Nefel, because that's always the halacha, even in the time of Chazal, that once a child lives 30 days, he's no longer a Nefel. Again, Kli HaIncubator is just a kind of treatment. It doesn't bring back from the dead babies. So once he survives, Igloi L'mafreya, that he was a Ben Kayama. If treatment worked, then he obviously wasn't dead. He also says he spoke to a Rofe Charedi, And he told him, Derech Melitza, this language. Please, Eina Machaya Mesim. It's not magic. It can't bring back to life dead babies. Rak Tipol Balma. It's just a treatment. So obviously, if it succeeds, he must have been alive. So Mela, he is Chaya and Pidina Ben. And we consider him to have been a live child, and he's Chayav and Pidina Ben. That's what he told Rav Gifter. He mentions that Rav Gifter says he asked many other poskim, was not satisfied with their answers. He tia hadavar kvar lefnei gedolim v'lo naicha daita b'tshuvasam. I don't know if there is any evidence, if there's any information about whether Rav Gifter was happy with this approach of the Chalkas Yaakov. The next tshuva, though, he discusses the status of this infant who was placed in an incubator, an eight-month-old infant who was placed in an incubator. What about Rav Avos Din? Ben Shmona Einosim Behemaisa Achiyu Ben Estrim. Again, Rav Brayish does not consider the incubator to be a game changer. He assumes that the same halachos that existed in the time of Chazal apply, like the Meryosha and the early Poskim did. And he wants to know, do we say, as the Ritva and Mukhi Yosef, he makes a whole list, many Rishonim, he says, hold this way, do we say that he's not considered to be an adult? The Ritva explains, and the Mukhi Yosef explains, that even though a normal child is considered to be an adult when he reaches 13, there's a chazaka that he had simanim, this child, because he's born premature, the rules are different until he reaches chaf, just like Esrius, we don't assume he's an adult. So even Rashi and Tosfos learn differently, he said, as we mentioned before, they learn it's a shail of nefel, not of adulthood. But he says, many Rishonim learn this way, and misafek, for deraisa, we shefti machmer. He says this question of whether he's considered an adult is negah to many halachas. Gittin, Kedushin, Chalitza, can he be motzi others in mitzvahs, he says. We should treat him not as a gadol. Lamaisi says, we don't have to worry. Lamaisi says, Rav Avos Din is not negah, because again, as we've seen in many of the poskim, we don't really have a bona fide ben ches. He says, all our ben ches is really a suffolk ben zayin. And he suggests that Rav Avohu, for some reason, was only talking about a Vadai ben Ches, but a Suffolk ben Ches, even for Daraisis, he assumes for a Suffolk ben Ches, we don't have to worry. And for a Suffolk ben Ches, we don't say that until he reaches 20, he's not necessarily a Gadol. Chalkas Yaakov adds again an interesting point. He says, what about the fact that the doctors tell us that this one is Vadai ben Ches? They look at the development, they monitor him, and they say he's certainly a ben Ches, not a Suffolk ben Ches, he's a Vadai ben Ches. He says, no. When doctors tell us something, we don't assume that as a vaday, only as a suffik. Of course, he says, Lenin Shabbos and Yom Kippur, we rely on the doctors to feed people at Timachal Shabbos, feed on Yom Kippur at Timachal Shabbos or Yontif, because of course, Suffik Pikuch Nefesh is Delcha Shabbos. Whether he brings the Rivash, the Conservator talk about this, the Rivash was a Tiach Harbek Neged Arofim. Even though he says you can argue that the medical science has evolved greatly and is much better. Today they have many kalim and kalim shonim, all kinds of apparatus, kli ha-bata, v'haranchen, x-rays, chayotibo, various instruments, totsoh shala technik shalayom, products of modern technology, shetzoad kolkach kadima, that has made such great strides, b'shonim ha-achronim in recent years, yeshlis machyosir, there's no question, he brings a marsham who says this, that even in his time, medical science was much more reliable than it was in the times of the earlier poskim, and certainly from the marsham's time to our time is night and day. A suffix, he said, they're not vaday, we treat it as a suffix. And it is true, apparently, I don't know this issue that well, but it is apparently true that there is no absolutely foolproof way of determining the age of a fetus. Infants are not like trees that have rings, one ring for each day. The doctors make assessments based on when the last period was, an old-fashioned technique, development of the fetus, but there isn't apparently quite a foolproof method. That's what the Chalkas Yaakov says, that it's a suffix. And this suffix is such a serious suffix that we're willing to treat the kid as a gadol, even for Gittin, even for Daraisis, for Mamzeris, for Eishes Ish. We treat this child as a gadol, ad kidei kach, because the Rofim are not absolutely vade. This seems a tremendous chiddush, that because the Rofim are not certain, we're willing to allow him to be an eight on a get, even though the Rofim is telling us he's only an eight-month-old child, or if Avo said an eight-month-old child does not become an adult until 20. Nevertheless, we'll allow him apparently to sign on a get, even before 20, because we say, we're not convinced that the testimony of the doctors is absolutely reliable. Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a number of tshuvos and letters and comments recorded in his name on this topic. Some are published in the Micha Shlomo, others are reported by Rabbi Abraham. Shlomo Zalman says, an ubar, even a five-month-old baby, who in Chazal's time certainly was considered not viable, if he survives 30 days from being removed from the incubator, Shlomo Zalman repeatedly uses this language, it depends on living 30 days after being removed from the incubator, then there's Pidina Ben with a bracha, you don't have to wait till he's 20, is available, he says, in such a case for 30 days, if he lives 30 days out of the incubator. Because we say that the child develops in the heat of the incubator as he would in his mother's own womb. Certainly if he has Sa'aras v'tzipernayim. Again, in another place, another citation of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rak b'ben ches Hashem lufnim. This is a Nishtana Teva kind of issue. In the time of Chazal, Dino Ke'evan, Asil Chal Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not really Nishtana Teva, though. He says, Cheshvani, Shagam b'zmaneinu lo Nishtana Din Zeh. The Din hasn't really changed. Pichai Gavni says, Shenolad ben ches makom kezeh or eifshar klal b'shum ofen lachios l'adei incubator. In a situation where there is no incubator is available, and we know this child is going to die. I'm not sure if he denies what the contemporary doctors say, that sometimes they live without an incubator, or if he just means in a case where the development has been so retarded that the doctors tell us that without an incubator he won't live, or incubator won't help. Then he says the Marzin does apply. Then he is like an Evan, and we cannot be Metal Shalom, we would not be Mechal Shabbos. A child who is terminal, who there's no incubator, and there's no help of an incubator, such a child, we will not be Mechal Shabbos, and Chazal's din remains in force. And such a child is Amos Ablin Olav. He says, Hamesha Enkim, but Kolu Chadashav, Afilu Huvade Trefa. But if he's Kolu Chadashav, he's not an 8-month-old baby, then even if he would be a Trefa, then we would be Mechal Shabbos, even for Chayesha. And then we don't say Amos Ablin if he's a full-term baby. Ben Ches, he says, who lives in an incubator more than 30 days, then he suggests that you actually would have to start the count from leaving the incubator, not from birth. Yesh Makam Lomar, Afilu Meis La'achar Lamad Yom, he survives 30 days or longer in an incubator, Harin is Barer, if he doesn't live 30 days out of the incubator, Shemach Shalom Etzlech La'ashim Kaviyach La'sei Rayon. He treats the incubator, Misvara, like the womb. This is a discussion in various poskim, but he says, the incubator is like the womb, just like a child who emerges from the womb and dies immediately is considered Becheskas Nefel. This child, too, he says, he would say that even if he lived 30 days in the incubator, or if he couldn't survive out of the incubator, would be considered non-viable, and we consider him like a Ben Ches, and you would not do a Velus. Misvara, that's what he suggests, but Lamaisi says that he doesn't want to say that. Afal Bikain, Einani Mahara Klal Masha Nohug Lahachmer Bezeh. The meaning is to Machmer and conduct a Velus for a child who did live 30 days in an incubator, as we'll see later. Rabbi Yashiv and other posts can also say that a child who survives 30 days in an incubator is considered like an ordinary infant who survived 30 days, and a velus is required. Also, Rabbi Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, this is in the Shmirah Shabbos, in Perek Lamed Vav, he says he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman that even when there's no incubator is not available apparently, still, he might be a Ben Zion, Elish Nishtah. We can't be absolutely sure he's a real Ben Ches. And therefore, you would be Mechal Shabbos. But if he's Pachas from a Ben Zion, when there's certainly no chance of Ishtai, so without the incubator, then certainly you would not be Mechal Shabbos for a less than Ben Zion, they assume, Rosh Shlomo Zalman and the Shmira Shabbos. But still, if there is an incubator, then you are Mechal Shabbos. Because again, like the Shever Levi kept saying, not a question of Nemanus. Einenu Rosh, Shadei Incubator, Yecholim Lechias. We see that the incubator can save his life. So they assume, without all the pilpul of the Shevet HaLevi, whether the din changes or not, they assume if the kid is going to live, you have to Mechal Shabbos, period. For them, it was not a question. Of course, if there is a situation where the child may live, of course we are Mechal Shabbos. There is nothing to talk about. The Nishmas Avram brings, and he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman that Hod Mechal Netzorech HaYesha, I'm sorry, that... A child who has a mum, who has a congenital defect in the brain or in the heart, he has no cheskes chayim. He never was going to live. He never had the chance of living. He's certainly not going to live for more than a few days or weeks. So you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said a fascinating point. Mikra din, if we would be absolutely certain, lo kol safek, he repeats, that this child with a congenital heart defect or brain defect could only live a brief period of time, ein lechal Shabbos b'suri Torah. For chayisha, of a terminally ill, underdeveloped child, you would not be Mechal Shabbos with a Melacha Daraisa. Nevertheless, Lahalacha, he says, in a hospital setting, you would. An amazing Chiddush. He says, Bebeis Chalim, Gam Kishabarur She'enatinik Yachal Lichizos Mizman Katzar, even in a case where the child has no chance at all, still Mutter V'chayev L'chal of us a Shabbos. We are Mechal Shabbos, we must be Mechal Shabbos anyway. Afilu Bisurei Torah. Why? Mikivan Shema Makum She'esh Harbim Etaplim. In a large-scale situation like a hospital where there are many people treating patients, whatever Masir L'Rabim, there is no easy way to keep track of what everyone does. It's Masir L'Rabim. Everyone's going to do what he thinks is right. We don't trust that everyone will make the appropriate distinctions between this sort of infant and a more viable one. People will come to be lax in treating children who may have a chance to live. And this is like the Shulchan Aruch. When you have a chalash sakana, the treatment is like a gadol. We don't use a katzon. We don't want people to get the idea that it's not so lechatchila to do such a thing. So Shulchan Zalman says, even on Mikra Din, we can't be Mechal Shabbat for such a child. Well, nice that we do, because if the policy, as a sort of public policy consideration, if the policy were to be otherwise, that might result in people being lax in the appropriate treatment of children, infants, who do have some level of viability. Rav Eliashiv, quoted by Rav Zilberstein in Asya, talks about a child who was in an incubator. He got a pidyon haben. He says that we count 30 days from the birth, what Rav Shlomo Zalman said was the minhag, even though he would have been inclined to require 30 days of viability outside the incubator. Rav Eliashiv is quoted as saying that we count 30 days from the birth itself. Bashiya the incubator, the stay in the incubator, ain't enough shavuot lehemshachi rayon. Now, like Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that we treat the incubator as an extension of the pregnancy. He says, nope, incubator is just a machine. It's not a continuation of the pregnancy. Kiyam kemachshir ezel or fuasu, just like any other piece of medical apparatus for treating live patients. Even if we see that the child, the infant, is misnaven, is kind of struggling and sputtering along, still, if he survived 30 days in an incubator, chayavin lesabla love and meis la'achal amad yom. Except, one very interesting exception, except, l'tu'umim, if there are twins, premature twins, she'echem ehem meis, and one child survives, one child dies within 30 days, shu gilui gamal tu'masu shu nefel v'labrach yom ha'achar ve'emechad. One of them dies right away, that sheds light that these two infants, both of them, were not really viable. Proof is that one of them died. And Pidyon HaBen also, he says, again, we count from the birth, and we got a godless also, he says, determining when he's bar mitzvah, we count from the birth, not from his exit from the incubator. The Ber Moshe. Ber Moshe first discusses it on his own, then an appendix to the tshuva, he mentions that he saw the tshuvas of the Minchas Yitzchak and of the Chalchas Yaakov, but he emphasizes that he wrote his tshuva before he saw those, before they were published. He quotes in Rav Yosher, he was asked about Pidyon HaBen. He's Peter Rechem, Nigmar Sarov Tziparnov, placed in the hospital, placed in the warming apparatus, the incubator, Lashon Medina Nikra incubator, Zichayev and Pidyon HaBen. He considers this to have been a startling and very frightening shaili. He says, I'm not sure why. He says, Nirtati lacharai, zachalti mechavas daiti. I asked him originally, he says, for him to go to a different Rav, lo zazimani, he wouldn't leave me alone. I had no choice, I had to answer him. His psak was, Pidyon HaBen is on the 31st day, as every other child. And his basic argument is that he is a suffik. He's not really a vade ben ches. He says, even though it's true, the Chazal said that a ben ches is not b'ches keschayim. He's like an evan, as Argamar says. And the question then would be, is the fact that we can keep him alive through artificial means, does that change the din? But he says, Lamaisi says, we don't really have ben ches. We never have baal v'pirish. There's always really a suffik. And when he's a suffix, then he says that the incubator just preserves him, and it's Igloi Milsa that he was a viable child. That's his basic psak, that since we never have real ben ches, we are chayav and pidyon haben. Osochias, the incubator, he says, simply preserves the natural viability. Osochias, shenolad imavlad, nischazek alideh hakli chimum v'dami mamish l'samei trufa. The incubator is just like medicine or any other kind of treatment. Ata shachai lamad yom, once he lives 30 days, nisbarer shumero vladus nekayama. Ain't a suffik nei flat astrim, ben kayama l'chal davar. And since the halacha is suffik ben zayin, suffik ben ches, if he has gamru sarav tziparnav, we treat him like a ben kayama and we're mechal Shabbos, and we also paskin that he's potter from chalitza. Then he discusses a point discussed in many earlier achronim, which we cannot get into, whether you need gamru sarav tziparnav at the time of the birth or not. He quotes the Da Sofer, quotes the Imre Yosher. And again, as we mentioned earlier, he says, Yesh la'ayim b'davar zeh. The Mariosha had a tremendous chumrah that we cannot exempt a woman from chalitza if she has a premature baby until the baby reaches 20. Yesh la'ayim b'davar zeh, he says, Me'olam lo shemanu l'daktik b'zeh. He's never seen anyone be medaktik and ask the woman, is your child premature and how long did he live? Be'afshir samchan ala rov, he says, maybe there's samech on the rov that most children are not premature. B'yadua lanu she'azera ha'nisher hu zera kazeh. In a case where we know for a fact, we do know that her only surviving child was a preemie. Yeshon alachas l'pidivrem. Maybe then we should be choshish not to allow her to remarry without chalitza. He's not sure. Lefish lo nishalti al zeh. That wasn't the question. The question was about pidyon haben. Lo danti bedavar. I'm not getting into it. He says od chazan lemoed. And in a postscript to the tshuva, as I said, he mentions that he saw the Melechas Yitzchak and he saw the Chalkas Yaakov. So that's what he says about pidyon haben. Tzitz Eliezer in a tshuva tour of Gedalia Felder, commenting on various points in his farm and the Yisodei Yeshurin, tshuvas Yeshurin. So he says, he talks about a case of a katan shenolad. Rav Felder talks about a child who was born. We don't know exactly how many months was the gestation, but the mother says he's a bentes. But he was hospitalized and put in a glass case called incubator. And then he lived 15 weeks. He doesn't say exactly what was wrong with the child, but something apparently was wrong, as diagnosed by the doctors. So they stuck him in an incubator and he died. He lived 15 weeks and then he died. What's halacha about a velus or a Felder paskind? That since the mother says he was a full-term baby, Yafti Misabel, Tzitz Eliezer says that that's the sheet of the Das Sofer. And Tzitz Eliezer himself goes on and says, similarly, like a pidyon haben, if the child is born, placed in an incubator, again, once 30 days have elapsed, even though there was no bris milah, he says, he points out, because the child is choser mishkal, he's underweight, Mikalakam Yicholim V'ulay Mechuyavim. I'm not sure why he's not sure if there's a chiyuv, but he says you certainly can, and maybe you're even mechuyav too. To arrange a pidyon haben, chisar and mishkal. The fact that he's underweight, lo michshak mishlo nigmar. That does not mean that the child is considered a nefel if he's in an incubator, and he's not considered a chol. So, in summary, regarding the four or five major shilas, this is what we have. Regarding chil Shabbos, the Mir Yosher said that you can be mechal Shabbos, but only after 30 days. Only if he already left the incubator for 30 days. And some poskim have suggested, the Menachas Yitzchak, that maybe today he would have agreed that the incubator has proven itself, that it would be different, but in his time at least, he said, only if he lived 30 days after leaving the incubator. He doesn't say beferish, it would be usher if it was 30 days in the incubator, but the implication is that he was matir chil Shabbos 30 days after he left the incubator. Chalkas Yaakov also, who treats a baby in an incubator exactly the same as the premature baby in the time of Chazal, also seems to say that the baby in the incubator is considered an Evan, and it's possible that he also would only allow Chil Shabbos only after 30 days after he left the incubator, although again, that is not explicit in what he says. Chazon Ish emphasizes that it's a toast, it's an absolute mistake to not be Mechal Shabbos for an 8-month-old baby, at least when he's Gamru Sarov Tziparnov. As far as I could tell, he is not entirely clear what he would say about a baby who clearly is underdeveloped and is not Gamru Sarov Tziparnov. But we think we can keep him alive by an incubator. Menachas Yitzchak and the Shevet Alevi, though, both say that in general we are Mechal Shabbos for various arguments, various technical and medical arguments, and we are Mechal Shabbos for premature babies. That is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that when an incubator is a possibility, when we have one, and when it's an option, even for Chayishah, we would be Mechal Shabbos, at least in the case of Kolo Chadashav. But if not Kolo Chadashav, he says, you're not Mechal Shabbos for Chayishah. That is not entirely clear. But when there's no incubator, and it's a Vade Ben Ches, then you would not be Mechal Shabbos. Habayah Safek Ben Zayin, then they bring in his name that you would be Mechal Shabbos, even when there's no incubator, if he's only a Safek Ben Ches. Regarding Yibum, the Mir Yosher says that we cannot exempt the mother from Yibum until the premature child has reached 20 years old. That seems to be the inclination of the Levushei Mordechai also. Menachas Yitzchak and the Debertziner both say that they have not heard people being medaktik on this. Debertziner is not sure what the din would be. Menachas Yitzchak suggests that that lahalacha, that once he makes it 12 months, and usually remarriage is not going to occur before then anyway, but once the child has reached 12 months, we can be mekil, consider him a viable child, and allow the mother to remarry. Regarding Avelis, the Das Sofer already said that as long as he survives 30 days with an incubator, there is a velus. The Shevet Alevi says that even if he does live 30 days, there still will not be a velus if we know for sure that he's a premature infant and we know for sure that he was low nigmar, that he's underdeveloped. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we're misabel if he lives 30 days after leaving the incubator, but if he dies in the incubator, even if he was there for 30 days and lived 30 days with the aid of an incubator, he would be inclined to say that we're not misabel, but he says that the minhag is to machmer to misabel, and he doesn't want to be maharher against the minhag. And Rav Yashuv also says that as long as he lives 30 days, even in the incubator, except in the case of twins where one of them dies, but a normal preemie who lives 30 days in an incubator, there will be a velus. Pidina ben, the Chalkas Yaakov says that anyone who lives 30 days, it's a glowing milsa that he was not an eifel, not because anything changed for his manazeh, but that's always the halacha, that if he survives 30 days via an incubator, that does not change the din. From any baby who survives 30 days, and that's also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that if he lives 30 days, at least 30 days after he leaves the incubator, then there is a pidyon haben. And even Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that would be true even for a real preemie, a ben hay, a five-month-old baby. Rav Liashev says also that it depends on 30 days, but he says that again, that Lashita say the same thing. He says you count from the birth, not from the exit from the incubator. That is also the opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer and the Baron Moshe, the latter, at least in the case of Nigmar Sarov Tziparnov, that we do a pidyon haben. The Baron Moshe says because he's really a Safek Ben Zayin, but Eich Sheiya, in those cases, L'chol Marka De'Islay, Rav Liashev, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Baron Moshe all say that we do a pidyon haben, and we count the 30 days from the birth, even if he was in the incubator for those 30 days. Regarding Godless, the age at which he's considered to have reached his majority, the Chalkas Yaakov, even though he initially suggested that we should be Choshesh for the Rishonim who said that a preemie, Ben Ches, even if he survives, is not considered an adult until he reaches 30, the Chalkas Yaakov concludes that every Ben Ches that we have is really a Suffolk, and even if the doctors tell us he's absolutely a Ben Ches, we don't believe them, he says, and therefore we treat him as a Suffolk Ben Ches, and he suggests, for reasons that I do not fully understand, that a Suffolk Ben Ches, even with regard to Daraisas, even for matters that are so serious, such as Gitzin and Chalitza, even for such cases, we treat the child as an adult the way we treat any child when he reaches 13. We don't require waiting until he's 20. Rav Liashev, also discussing Godless, says that we count from Leda, we count from birth. We don't say that we count his birthday as the day he left the incubator. When we count the amount of time that has to elapse before he's considered an adult, we count from the actual birth, not from the exit from the incubator.